Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Time for Mark Caboli.
Holy moly!
Mark Caboli!
The Bam Morning Show keeps the sports talk rolling!
Oh, listen to that, Mark!
I'm for a loss at words. I'm at a loss for words here with them. I can't even get
look at him.
Is that a xylophone, Callis? I think there's a little xylophone in there.
It's called a Helix synthesizer.
Oh, yeah.
Helix.
You knew that.
I did.
Helix synthesizer.
Correct.
You didn't know that.
I did know that. Why didn't I know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I gave you an official intro, though, Mark, because you're...
That is absolutely wonderful.
You've earned that, buddy. And a great job by Callis there. It's taken him months to put together. I love it, actually.
Yeah,
get stuck right in your craw there.
All right.
Mark Caboli brought to you by Bet365. Mark, you didn't go to mobile. Mobile?
No.
Mobile? Mobile.
What an awful place that is.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I tore my Achilles there last time, so I refuse to ever go back.
There in SoFi?
Yeah. 11 weeks apart.
So ooh,
I could you imagine tearing your Achilles in Mobile?
Yeah, what happens then? Were you in a Mobile hospital?
No. I knew it at that time, so I knew what to do. So I grabbed the... the boot from the right leg and threw it on the left leg and kept on going. Because I was about ready to get out of the right leg boot with another week or so.
How did you tear it?
Oh, which one?
Mobile. I know the SoFi story. But how did you tear the mobile one?
Well, you know, I was sitting at that time. I think it was COVID, right? Or maybe the year after COVID. So it was really messed up. Most of the interviews were done inside of a convention center, right? Mm-hmm. And they were blocking off people or whatever. Malik Willis was coming to the podium. And I'm standing there like a goober with my boot on my... Which one
left.
Did I tear first? I can't remember.
Doesn't really matter.
My right one. And I got absolutely plowed by some people running to go get Malik Willis. Took one giant step. You know, the boot's higher than the foot. Took a jet step and went snap, and I'm like,
"You got hit?
Some guy?
You took a charge?
I took a charge. It was a charge from the side.
Is that really why you won't go back there?
No, I hate the place. Well, no, I mean, I don't like the setup. The whole thing is goofy. But the best thing about that is literally I backed out of it and said, "Oh my goodness, it did it again." And I'm like, "Oh geez, there's Connor Hayward. I got to go talk to Connor Hayward." So I go and talk to Connor Hayward with like tears rolling down my eyes.
Worst pain you've ever been in?
It was not as much pain as it was not again. Here right. we go.
Mm-hmm. I told because you know what the rehab process is like, and now you got to go through that all again.
Yeah. So I said to Connor a couple years later, "Do you remember I talked to you in the at the Senior Bowl?" Yeah. I said I tore my Achilles about 2 seconds before that. And he did not care.
No.
That's because those guys go through it all the time.
Right.
It's a lot more rare for a sports writer to tear an Achilles while covering sports than it is for the players to get injured in the throngs of sports.
And the best thing is, when I flew home that that they we flew to I flew to Charlotte.
Does that puff up too when you get on the plane?
I don't know. I just
that happened to Ben Lovejoy with the Penguins. He got hit in the face. Then his face was like it looked like Hey Arnold's head.
I was just lucky that I had the boot on the other foot. So you ever go to the Charlotte airport? It's pretty significant. Well, our plane landed on all the way to one end, so I had to get some person to push me on a wheelchair. And the poor girl was about 96 pounds. I felt bad for her.
Man. You didn't take one of those little car ride things?
No, it was like
the sidewalks move in an airport.
No, they still take those little taxi things that drive through the airport. Remember, you'd always have to get out of the way. You'd have your headphones in. You almost get run over.
And you'd a lot of the times be thinking, oh, look at that poor chap on that thing. You could have been that poor chap.
I did that a couple of times during that season, maybe to Minnesota, where you got on the old beep, 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 beep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
They still got those?
Yeah.
I think they have them. I'll be in the airport in a couple of weeks.
Where are you going?
New Orleans.
Why?
My brother-in-law did.
Another miserable place.
You don't like anything.
Anything. He walked in today.
I've been there three times, and it's gotten worse every single time I've gotten there.
He walked in today. He was talking about somebody. I was like, Mark, do you like anybody? Do you like anything?
I was ripping on who? Popovich.
Yeah.
For being a bum the past
what
five
do
years.
You like, honestly?
Before yeah, we what get are into some things stuff? That Mark Caboli actually
honestly,
enjoys?
I like Callis's intro.
Yes, that's a good
Hooray!
Intro.
That's new. So that just happened about 3 minutes ago.
Maybe
you don't have any hobbies?
Maybe this will be a assignment
wrestling?
For later.
You love wrestling.
Well,
see, he's
but now it's a job.
Right.
It's a job.
What do you like?
I'm going to have to put this. I'm going to have to like make a list.
You like camo cargo shorts or like what do you like?
Yeah, that's one thing too. Yes. You know, I like Hoka shoes. There's one.
Do you like cutting the grass? A lot of people your age like cutting the grass. No.
Come on.
All right. Well, by the end of today's show, because we got to get into the heavy hitting football talk.
I thought we did.
By the end of today's show, we need you to come up with three things that you actually like. Your wife and kids cannot be included.
Like legit.
Legit things that you like, because we know it's not legit that you like your wife.
Well, I could probably come up with it now, but if you want to tease it, go ahead.
Give us one.
Oh, I'm a big fan of the pizza.
The pizza.
Just in general.
The pizza.
Big pizza.
Big pizza.
What's your favorite pizza in the area?
You might have to ask me after Friday, but
the pizza.
He's doing the pizza contest.
You know what's really good is right down the road here at the Beto's, the cold cheese one.
Oh, that is a polarizing take.
Honestly, it's good, but it's like a treat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you could get that.
I don't consider it pizza.
Right.
I like it.
It's
I
really
don't consider
good.
It pizza. It's like a Lunchable.
Yes.
But it's a really good Lunchable.
Very
I have
good.
To be in the mood.
Yep.
When I think I want pizza, I'm going to get pizza
that.
Pizza.
I want grease.
Yeah. But if
Hot.
I, you'd have to want Beto's to get Beto's.
Right. Yep.
Was it Beto's?
It's Beto's.
Beto's.
Well, there used to be a.
So you like the pizza.
Beto's. All right.
That's just one off the top of my head.
All right. Well, effort to get Mark to reveal more about his personality later on in the show. 412-928-9370. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Art Rooney II with Jenna Harner, Channel 11.
How much longer do you see yourself in this role, or is there a timeline?
Yeah, I don't have a timeline on it. You know, my grandfather never retired, my father never retired, so I'm hoping to follow in their footsteps. And but you know, look, my son's involved in the business now, and you know, potentially other family members will be involved, and so you know, we'll see how it goes.
How did you hear that, Mark? You speak art ease.
You
understand that there's always subtext.
Yeah.
Like, is he saying he's never going to retire as president, or just
no? What he's saying there is there's not going to be any official announcement when he steps down. It's going to be slowly handing more and more things over to Danny, and before you know it, you open up the media guide one day, and it's going to say President Dan Rooney Jr.
You don't think they'd make a big deal about that?
No, absolutely not, because that's not what their dad did. If you didn't know that Dan, old man Dan Rooney, or as I would just call him Mr. Rooney.
Yeah, that's more respectful than old man Dan.
Well, there's so many Dans, you have to like, you know, that you just looked in the media guy one day and it was just changed. It was like emeritus, whatever. And that's what it's going to end up being. Don't read that as I am staying until I'm 90 and I'm in a wheelchair and I'm, no, it's just going to be slowly, gradually giving power over to his son rather than saying, here,
Right. Why would you ever do that?
Yeah. Like, if you own a team and own an organization, why would you ever give full power? Like, you still want to be, have like the chair seat so you can still get paid.
Well, and be Ralph Wilson forever. I mean, it's easy to be the owner. It's less so to be the president.
Yes.
The operator. Do you think it could be when Tomlin's contract is up in 3 years?
I mean, it could be.
Could that be when they finally say bye-bye?
To Tomlin?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be. I mean,
those two to me seem intrinsically tied together.
Yeah, I thought that was the same case with Ben, too, but turned out that wasn't the case either. It's hard to say because, I mean, Art, like I said, he's not going to come out and say he's going to be retired, so I don't know if you can really tie those two together. I mean, he could be done next year for all we can know about and give him more stuff to Danny, or it could be 5 or 6 years from now. I would be hesitant to really tie those two together at this point right now. Maybe if Tomlin has another two garbage years, or a garbage year, where it's 6 wins, then maybe that is the time. I don't know. I don't think... Personally, I just don't think Art wants to be the guy that'd be known to get rid of Mike Tomlin. That's just a personal opinion.
Do you think Danny's ready now?
Yeah. Danny's a smart kid.
Yeah, he's
been around.
He's a football guy, too.
Plus, he's held every basic position possibly known to man, from a wide receiver coach to the business aspect of
equipment.
It,
so. I mean, he went through the whole entire game, which is smart whenever you're
and I'm sure,
family business.
And you could tell that he was the guy that his dad pointed at and said, "This is you're the replacement
heir apparent.
So you go and you go to the Wharton Business School. You work through, like you said, equipment manager. He was an assistant wide receiver coach and he worked in the league office
so, scouting.
Yeah, I think he has a little bit of everything. I think he'd be ready right now.
How do you think they're going to operate this offseason? Like, they were involved in free agency last year. They overhauled their quarterback room, though they didn't have to spend a lot of money to do it. Apart from that, they didn't do anything with the offense. I mean, assorted tight ends. They did spend their biggest chunk of change in the history of the franchise on Patrick Queen, if you go by average annual value. Might they do that offensively this offseason?
I just don't know where.
Wide receiver, just to name one.
Well, you think the T. Higgins...
It doesn't have to be T. Higgins. That's where this always goes. Because
he's always number one. He's number one. Right. That's why.
Because that's the only really big name.
And everybody in the Pittsburgh area knows the AFC North T. Higgins. So it's easily just rolling off the top of your.
You think he'd want to come here?
No.
They'd have to overpay.
Yeah.
Do you think they'd overpay?
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, look at Calvin Ridley. I mean, that guy got a ton of money last year. And that's why he ended up going to Tennessee.
I will say, though, I mean, they were prepared to pay Brandon Ayuk all that money.
Yeah. They got a ton of money. I thought I saw they were the top 5 or 6 in cap space, maybe. So they got enough money, but, you know, you have to pretty much push some of that aside for the quarterback and TJ. I mean, let's face it, they're going to sign TJ between.
Can't they work his deal where he can get, like, a signing bonus and a lot of money up front?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, one thing Omar is good at is manipulating contracts to put it. Yeah,
wouldn't you guess that his? Wouldn't you guess his cap hit'll go down this year?
Probably. What is it? It's pretty high.
Yeah.
So, but still, you have to have that money there. They at least want it accounted for. But I mean, he's going to get paid. And I've said how much people say how much TJ's going to get paid. Look at the highest paid defensive player and put a couple grand on top of that. Until the next guy comes by and he surpasses that. It's just how it works.
You think Minkle will be a Steeler next year?
Yeah. I don't think they're going to make much changes. I mean, they promised changes, and we got Aaron Curry leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that on – did they –
That's weird.
Did they not –
It's a sideways move, too.
Yes.
Right.
His contract was up.
Okay.
Do you think they wanted him back?
I thought they liked him.
I thought they liked him, too.
Me
That's
too.
Why I was a little bit shocked. And it's not like he's – I'm thinking, okay, maybe he has ties to Aaron Glenn, but he doesn't. Who's the DC at
Wilkes? Yeah.
Does he have any ties there? I don't think so. So
that was, it's so weird because we've sat here and said we want changes and you want the big changes. They're not going to do the big changes. So then you start thinking about the assistant coaches that you'd like to see leave. And that's the one guy was never mentioned because they seem high on him and he seems like a riser in the industry. He's obviously wanted. That's why he wound up with the New York Jets. That was a weird one to me.
Unless the Jets offered him more money, I don't know. I mean, that could be it.
Yeah, but don't you usually like take a step up if you're going to leave or Well, I mean, to
well,
be
the contract's up. I mean, maybe let's see who they bring in to replace him as well. Maybe that sheds some light onto whose idea it was. I just don't think that it was the Steelers' idea. I think Aaron Curry might have just, maybe he likes New York. I don't know. I don't know. But it did seem curious that I thought it would get more play than it actually did. A guy that you know, you love your coaching tree. He seemed like at least a little bit of a growth there on the tree that all of a sudden does a sideways move and nobody really, probably because of the position he's at. But
your boss now has a better coaching tree than does Mike Tomlin with Chuck Pagano going over to the Baltimore Ravens.
Now, if Aaron Curry goes on to become a head coach somewhere, is that a Tomlin limb?
Oh, man.
No. No, because it would be from the Jets. It would be Aaron Glenn.
I just don't know where the tree starts. Is it a coordinator?
It starts from the last place you were to then becoming a head coach.
So where's Ben Johnson's tree start? Detroit, or is it?
Detroit.
Or when he was like in
It's
Miami
where you jump from. I agree with Dorn.
Yeah, Detroit.
It's semantics.
Whatever
fits your narrative and argument, that's exactly right. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. When asked about spending in free agency, you said it depends on what they pay the quarterback. All right, how far are we willing to go with these guys? We'll talk about that coming up next. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How old actually are you?
I asked him that, and he went, he's like, 21, 21. I'm like, Mark, you're not 21. How old are you, Mark?
21.
What year were you born?
Let me count here. 2004.
We were measuring hands during the break because Jalen Milroe has come in under 9 inches from the tip of his thumb to the tip of his pinky finger. And we asked, who's got the smallest hands around here? And instantly, I think it's me. Caboli's got some big...
ham hocks.
He's got some sausage fingers there. Those are some big hands.
Well, Bechtold has the triple-jointed thumb.
Yeah, Bechtold and I then went palm to palm because I thought he'd be the only one to have smaller hands than me. His thumb is longer than my thumb, but my pinky is longer than his. Make that make sense.
It doesn't. You guys don't make sense.
Who's more attractive?
Bechtold.
The younger one.
That hurts, but fair enough. Speaking of going after the younger, more attractive one, do we still feel like the Steelers are more interested in Justin Fields than Russell Wilson, Mark?
I think they're more interested in him. That doesn't mean he's going to be the guy they choose, right? If I'm Justin, I'm liking the position I'm in right now.
Yep.
Oh, man. You didn't want to sign me last year. You know, I'm sure they would have went to him last year and said, hey, we want to add you here before the season starts for a year or so. He might have accepted it. Now you got 4, 5, 6 teams that need a quarterback who's, was he, 26? You go out there and you just shop. Shop until you find the best position. Maybe the best position's here. Maybe the money's comparable out there to here. But if you're the Steelers, can you wait? Can you say, hey, Russ, hold on a sec. Let's go see if Justin's going to go sign somewhere else.
No,
you can't do that. Then all of a sudden, you've got Kyle Allen starting.
I feel
Skylar Thompson.
Or Skylar Thompson. What did he say?
Yeah.
Kyle Allen. He's not on the roster.
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
Well, I'm just saying if he comes back.
I mean, if you are the Steelers brass, you're trying to get Justin Fields to lock this thing down now. But not in a million years would I want to sign something before I go to market. When I'm 26 years old,
which
this is my first opportunity.
Which then now what?
Now it complicates.
Puts the favorite to Russell Wilson right now.
Because Russell
it?
Wilson, I would imagine, would be willing to sign shorter, in a shorter period of time.
Yeah, he'd sign today.
So you find yourself in the dilemma right there. You wait or do you say,
well,
okay,
this is
Russ.
When you start doing your due diligence, right? If you are Andy Weidel, if you're Omar Khan, you're trying to figure out how wanted these guys are around the league, what kind of commodity they are.
Exactly. This, it's about taking chances, right? Yeah. So I'm going to take a chance that nobody's going to want to sign Russell Wilson. So I probably wait for Justin Fields. If that doesn't work, then I sign Russell Wilson. But, I mean, you have to take a chance that Russell Wilson won't sign somewhere else.
Yeah, when you talk about Andy Weidel and using his sources, reminds me of Hard Knocks last year when the Giants GMs. And, yep, I heard that Chicago's driving up the price on Barkley, and the Eagles are out. So much for your sources, bro.
Yeah, that I can't believe people kept their jobs there.
Did you see the clip with his son, the Giants?
That's even worse.
Did you didn't see that?
No.
Oh my gosh! I guess it was from Hard Knocks. There's a clip. Yeah. His son's like laying on the couch. His son's probably like 12, 13 years old, and the GM goes to his son. He's like, "Who does he say?" He says, "Who do you think we should draft?
Just trying to
or Jaden Daniels?" He's like, "Absolutely, Jaden Daniels. You have one shot at this being a GM." And they didn't draft.
And he basically was just like trying to play up to the camera. Hey, let me ask my boy what I should do. Ha 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 ha. Well, your boy was right.
Owner Daniels was right. He was like, "You have one chance at this."
Oh man. My dad's always said to me, "Never put anything in writing." That was a dangerous thing to do.
back then with those TV cameras around, because that'll be out there forever.
And you know they have final say so. So it, somebody to look at and say, yeah, go ahead. I mean, maybe not the Jane Daniels, but the owner. I mean, I'm gonna be like, yeah, let's cut this part.
I don't. Right. Yeah, you do have final say. We don't need to go like too deep into this because I do want to keep talking about the Steelers, but I don't blame the Giants for not signing Saquon Barkley, though. Like, how many games were you going to win this year? More than you did, but what's the point?
I mean, his price wasn't that high, was it?
That's
it was like 12 mil, right?
Yeah.
You have a staple that, you know, you figure that you can draft a quarterback. Like, say they did draft Jaden Daniels.
Plus,
what would they be this year with Saquon Barkley and Jaden Daniels?
Another part of that clip I thought was interesting when I think the assistant GM says, what are we going to do now? What type of offense are we going to run? He goes, well, we do have a $40 million quarterback in Daniel Jones. It's like, oh, geez, that didn't age well.
Oh, I think Daniel Jones might be a Steeler. As a backup.
Why not take a shot, right, if he's your backup, right? I mean, he's a first-rounder. Guy got some wheels. Maybe he's in a bad situation. I wouldn't want him as my starter, but.
I have another reason why I think that Justin Fields is going to be more sought after than Russell Wilson. And we'll get into that coming up next. Much more to get into with Mark Caboli. He's with us until 10 o'clock. At some point during the next half hour, he's going to tell us something that he likes. It's hard for Mark, a guy who has a big rain cloud over his head 24/7, to admit that he likes anything. But we'll get it out of him before the end of the show. Craig Riley was just in here, our program director. Actually, he's to my immediate right now, and he says Callis didn't know that we had coffee in here. How did you not know we have coffee?
You drink coffee.
I didn't know there was coffee in here every morning.
You didn't know where it was.
Is this from the Amy kitchen. Mock? Did she tell what? You, Craig? Amy Mock? She told. Yeah, I didn't know exactly where it was. I didn't know, but she had a drawer open and she was standing in the corner. And I didn't want to run up on her, so I just looked in the drawer and acted like, "Oh yeah, okay, here's coffee."
Listen. I used to produce this show. Callis does a great job producing the show now. And people are always like, oh, you guys just go get coffee. No, we don't. Clearly. At all. But, like, what if, I'm just throwing one out there. What if, like, George Bush comes in here? Because he's the new commissioner of Major League Baseball. And he comes and sits. I just pulled a name out of my ass. And George Bush comes and sits down in here. And he's like, I'd like a cup of Joe. We'd like to think you'd be able to get one for a high-profile guest.
Here's what happened.
You don't see us go back there and get coffee all the time. You
walk
back with us.
No, okay, stop. Stop
while we do it.
Stop.
It's
ridiculous. Let me explain. She was standing in the corner by the water, and I didn't want to just walk up there and crowd her in the corner, and I didn't want to stand awkwardly in the doorway just standing there staring at her. So I looked in the drawer for the coffee at it, and I was just like, oh, cool, coffee. And then she's like, oh, you didn't know we had coffee in there? And I said, yeah, I've actually never opened this drawer. And I was trying to make conversation and not be awkward. But now it's a big thing. I knew the coffee was in there. Okay? But I didn't want to stare at her, and I didn't want to corner her by the water. Okay? That's what happened.
I would rather be, and I've been in this situation a ton, I would rather be awkward guy than dumbass guy.
All I said was, I never opened that drawer. That's all I said.
No. She's telling everybody that you didn't know that we had coffee in the building.
Well, that's not true either.
Well, no, you're changing the story probably. There's two different stories going on.
All I said to her was, I didn't know. I had never opened that drawer, so I didn't know we had hot chocolate. That's for sure. I didn't know that. I didn't know we had tea in there. I always knew people got coffee in there, and I was just making conversation. Oh, I never opened that drawer. There's a bunch of other coffees in there.
You
that's
know,
what I said.
You've got to file a complaint with HR.
She is HR, kind of. So that's great.
Social media's biggest loser, Callis, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Justin Fields is going to be a hotter commodity because of the two quarterbacks here, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, one guy improved their stock year over year. There were a lot of questions about Justin. Can he play within the confines of an offense and not turn the football over? He had 10 touchdowns to one interception. He was 4-2. A lot of people wondered, can he play within himself? And probably to a fault, they had him play within himself, but he was able to do that. He showed, I think, all of football, he can be a good backup quarterback. They treated him like a backup, and he handled it well. Russ
Well, he's going to hold the ball too long. He's going to spin into sacks. He can throw the ball down the field and he can check it down. He's not going to attack the middle of the field. All the things that people said about Russ in Denver weren't there at the very beginning, but reared its ugly head at the end. Russ looked at the end like the guy we were told we were getting from Denver. Meanwhile, Justin Fields, I think, looked better than he did in Chicago. Neither one of them had a ton of suitors last offseason. One guy improved their stock.
I disagree.
You think Russell Wilson...
I don't think he was that awful at the end of the year. I don't think you're painting him as a incompetent quarterback at the end of the year, and I didn't see that.
He was also missing his number one receiver for a lot of those games.
And the offensive line was struggling. Now, you have to add more pieces around Russell Wilson. That offensive line has to play better so he doesn't have to scramble and back out of this.
I think it's
he needs to be able to run the ball, which you were able to do middle of the season extremely well. That didn't happen.
I think they got figured out like the Steelers did at the end of Ben's tenure. Like when it was throw short, run long, and then Washington came in here and Baltimore came in here when they started 11-0. And oh my gosh, now we know what's going to happen. And teams shut them down. I think they got figured out. Checkdowns and deep shots.
Now, is that Russell Wilson's fault? Or
I don't think the offensive coordinator's going anywhere.
Or the head coach?
I don't think he's. I know he ain't going anywhere.
Well,
they averaged 14 points a game the last five. It's not all on Russ.
No.
That's fair.
I'll say this, and this is kind of where I've stood. I really don't know if I've actually said it out loud, but I think that if Russell Wilson is your quarterback this year and you surround him with multiple receivers, I think he'll be pretty good.
And you
I think if you put Russell Wilson, even on the Seahawks last year, he does really well. If you put him on the Vikings last year, he does very well.
If he was a Eagle, what would they do? So would they still be in the Super Bowl? Because we had that conversation about Justin Fields.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Got two very good wide receivers and a good running game and an unbelievable offensive line.
Absolutely. It sounds crazy, but I think so, yes. I think so. Now, the running element of what Jalen Hurts brings to the table is clearly different, but I don't think he would have to run. He could just dump it down.
No, you could win a different way.
Yes.
With that roster. You don't need a mobile quarterback. Now, that being said, how many rushing touchdowns Jalen Hurts have this year? 14. Can you make up for that? And the tush push is such a big part of what they do.
You'd hand it to Barkley.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Hand it to Barkley instead of doing the tush push.
Problem is, Steelers aren't even close to Philadelphia. Like, you can make it better around Russ. You can't make it better enough, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know that you can surround Russ with enough talent to win a couple of playoff games next year.
You're not getting A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith. You're not getting Saquon Barkley. You're not getting Jordan Mailata. You're not getting any of those guys.
Look, the Steelers are riddled with Pro Bowlers, guys. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch any of that, Mark?
Absolutely not.
Minka looks pretty good with the flags on.
He does.
Russ looked pretty good with the flags on.
He was threading that needle.
Russ?
I did watch one play, and he threw a pick.
I know. And he's like, I know. He's got this, like, he's got two settings. It's like you flip a switch on his back, and he's going to talk like a presidential candidate. And then he's like motivating guys. I saw some of the clips, like getting guys all riled up for the Pro Bowl. I'm starting to see the Mark Schlereth toxic positivity thing. I like Russ.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that clear.
You'd rather take that than the opposite.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
I mean, it's just so little change that's happened so far, and it doesn't look like it's going to go down that route. What makes us think that they're going to change the quarterback then of their what they thought last year? I think it's almost trending towards let's run it back and add a couple pieces, which means Russ would be the guy.
And I honestly don't think that it'd be that bad if they add the right pieces. If they have the draft that we just talked about during our draft segment, if they draft those two guys, they add a free agent receiver, and maybe something else, maybe an offensive lineman or something, maybe another tackle. I don't know. But I think if they do the necessary things, I think that they could be all right.
Oh, people around this, you're probably going to get some texts later. You're not supposed to talk like that, Dorian.
Well, I think that I said they're going to be all right. That's why I use the word all right, not like really good. I think they'll be all right.
He knows what he's saying.
Well, ten wins and having a shot at the playoffs.
I mean, can't you see it? Like, say they had Brian Thomas Jr. this year alongside of George Pickens. What
or if Roman Wilson would have panned out?
But you know what Brian Thomas did, and they could have drafted him. They should have drafted him, and I called for them to draft him last year. Brian Thomas had over 1,000 yards. He had like 10 touchdowns. If you put that production to the Steelers of this past season, what do you think did they end up? They're probably better than they were this year. They're probably better.
Absolutely. And if Fatanu doesn't get hurt, they're probably even better.
A lot of ifs.
But it's a lot. I mean, that's ifs with every team.
But I'm even saying, like, whenever George was out, could Brian Thomas Jr. handle the responsibility? It's a lot better situation.
So what you're saying is hurt. You draft a guy from Ohio State. I can't pronounce his name.
Abuka. And Judkins.
And he becomes this year's Brian Thomas. All of a sudden, that's a world of difference to this team.
And to me, it's all about the cost, too. If Justin Fields wants to go off and be a backup someplace else where they say, hey, you've got a chance to be a starter, and he comes in with a rookie, and you wind up paying Russ what I thought you'd pay Fields, if you get him for 2 years, $30 million, 2 years, $35 million, I guess I can live with it. But any of this talk of him making the Baker Mayfield money is nonsense to me because you sacrifice the rest of your roster. All right, one more segment with Mark. He's supposed to tell us something that he enjoys doing. It's been hard.
I just thought of one.
All right, we'll get to that coming up next. Also, our Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. We asked Mark Caboli at the very beginning of the hour, what are some things he likes? Because he's always got this black rain cloud above his head. Easy. He was able to come up with one thing. Pizza.
The pizza.
I
like the pizza.
So he's been racking his brain for the better part of the last 50-ish minutes, and you say you have one more thing that you like.
Well, I know one more thing now. I just learned this about 20 minutes ago.
Is it something that you were looking at Buffalo Wild Wings with Pony and Muller?
Oh. No, that was mostly Pony. And the producer guy, what do they call him, the MILF Hunter or something? I don't know what they call him. I learned something about 20 minutes ago. I really, really enjoy an angry Nick Callis. And I think we got a little bit of that. He was angry. He was angry, my friends. Like the old man sending back soup at the deli.
There's two things that you said in the last hour that you figured out you just liked. We're talking about what do you like in your life?
Well, it's obviously pizza.
Is that your favorite food?
Oh my God. Oh no, I don't sit here and think about things I like. When you get
like Karate Kid?
There you go.
You know what? That's it right
there.
Karate
Kid. There we go. Right. That's
right. Sweep the leg.
Karate Kid, I will enjoy.
Never saw it.
Get out of here. But Callis going crazy is just unbelievable. He was angry, my friends. Angry.
I think Mark just likes me. He likes my intro. He likes
the intro?
My temper.
Which you forgot to play the last two times.
We're only supposed to play
back.
It at the beginning.
What's your favorite college team? You had to have – I mean, you've been covering football since 1983.
That's my
Penn
problem.
West.
No. I mean, yes. I went to Cal, so Penn West. I guess it's still Cal. See, I've been covering sports so – much in my life that it's true that I just don't root for anybody. I don't really have an attachment to anybody.
That bums me out, actually.
It's just true. I don't really care. I mean, now I always say this about the Steelers. Maybe there's some guys you know that you root for the person, but if they win or lose, it's not going to affect me.
Yeah, that's different.
I can't see them saying, yay, go. I mean, it's just crazy to me to see these fans in Buffalo and going crazy for these tailgates. I mean, it just doesn't register for me.
Wonder why he has a job. Because of all those people who jump through tables and swing towels.
I understand that, but I just can't picture myself in there. Maybe 30 years ago, but not now.
What's the best trade in Steelers history to pay off my Twitter poll tease?
Best?
Bettis? Paul Amalu trading up from 27 to 16? Trading up for Santonio, Super Bowl MVP.
I don't like
trading for Minka, first round pick.
That was a good one.
Giving you multiple choice here.
Yeah, but I like trading player for player. Was there any player for player trades?
I'm sure we're missing an obvious one, and she'll get crushed for it. But we've run out.
You probably
of
have to say Bettis.
I think Bettis, yeah.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.